Welcome on into Plumpster's DFS Picks on a beautiful Friday morning. What we're going to do today is look at the afternoon showdown slate for this Friday. Love when the Cubbies are on that afternoon Friday slate. I think that'd be sweet to be a Cubby and have those day games on Friday afternoon and go out and have a brew, you know, after the game. Well, maybe not COVID times, but normal times. Go out and have a brew after the game, hang out with the boys. You know, watch the rest of the games. That'd be sweet for me. But anyway, looking back yesterday real quick, David Peralta is the man. I think he put up a 67 in the captain spot. I captained a whole bunch. That was pretty sweet. What a game, 14-11, I think the final was. Those are the games I like to play for DFS. They're fun. I love targeting games where there's a lot of scoring. I'm not sure if this game that we're looking at right now is going to be a similar situation. It could be. Looking at some of the numbers these guys have against either pitcher. Little smaller sample size for the Cubbies bats against Brent Anderson. But still somebody. The two teams we're going to want to get some bats pretty heavily, because neither pitcher is a big K guy. However, the Brewers just in general strike out. Probably these two teams in general probably are two of the top five in strikeout rate for each offense. So we are definitely going to have to target these pitchers in a vacuum. But for the most part, there are going to be some one-off hitters. And two, you know, there are going to be some hitters we want to get to and some stacks we want to build. So let's jump into it. The captain or utility spot here. I'll mention if I like him as captain, don't like him as captain. We shall see. But at the top, Brett Anderson, 10.8K. On the season, he has a 2.6 ERA with only 8 Ks and 3 starts. See, that's what I'm worried about. But this Cubs lineup strikes out a lot. Javi Baez is striking out over 50% of the time, but it is a left-on-right matchup. So Javi will probably get to him quite a bit, but you might get 2 or 3 Ks from him, for example. But 10.8K, that's tough for a guy that doesn't strike anybody out. But you're going to have to get there just based on the strikeout upside the Cubs give them, not Cubs give him, not just his strikeout upside. Christian Yelich would be next, but he is on the IL, so he will not play, which kind of sucks because you'd love to get, even left on left, you'd love to get to some Christian Yelich here. Let me check the weather report. I guess I should have did that at first pitch. We are looking at 59, so 60 degrees at first pitch. Little bit of clouds in the sky, but it's not bad hitting weather. Not great, but not terrible like it was yesterday in most places. I know last night, the Indians game, I think first pitch was 44 degrees, I want to say, at 6:10. So, and there, let me tell you, off track a little bit, the Indians are going to get the Yankees right, I'll tell you that. Bieber Cole Saturday night's going to be amazing. I believe that's a 6:10 start, but I don't know. The Yankees are going to get right against this bad Indians roster. Wilson Contreras is next, 10-4. That's expensive for a catcher, but he is raking right now. 268, 5 homers, 10 ribs, 936 OPS. I mean, this guy is raking. He'll be a captain play for me. He'll be everything for me in all my lineups. Javi Baez next, 10-2. Bent 206, like I said, over a 50% strikeout rate, but he does have 16 RBIs, 5 homers, and a 706 OPS, so he will definitely be in play here. Just be ready for him to strike out if he bats 4 times, 2 or 3 times. If he gets you that one home run, though, it's all worth it at 10.2. Kyle Hendricks is next at 10K, and he is my preferred of the two pitchers. He's had a rough start to the season. He has already faced Milwaukee, though, and that was his best start, 6 innings. Only 4 hits allowed, no earned runs, only 1 walk. And you like to see this, 6 Ks. Which, okay, you can look at it like you don't like when a pitcher sees a team twice, but it has been a while since that start. I believe it was on the 10th of April. So you've had almost 2 weeks since that start. They have seen him before. There are a couple Brewers bats I'm going to key in on anyway, but Kyle Hendricks will be a captain option for me and a utility option for me. So I do look forward to see playing Kyle Hendricks today. And I do like, in general, I like the Cubs to win this game. Chris Bryant, 9.8K. So this is where it's going to, see, these righties here, Brian Contreras, Baez, I want to see if I can fit those three guys with Kyle Hendricks in a stack. I don't know if it'll work. They're all about 10K. You might only be able to use two of the hitters if you want to use Kyle Hendricks and maybe not even be able to captain one of them. But these are my three keyed in on guys here for the Cubbies. Chris Bryant, 283. Kind of having a FU season to the Cubs where they've tried to trade them all offseason. And I still think at the way they're playing right now, the Cubs will be sellers at the deadline. And Bryant will no longer be a Cub by let's say, August. But we'll see on that. I'm not going to speculate too heavily, but I do like the way he's playing this, hitting the ball this year. So Chris Bryant will be key in my lineups. Anthony Rizzo might be a little contrarian just because he's left on left. However, I still like Anthony Rizzo here. He's only batting 230 on the season. Not really driving in the runs, but he does have 794 OPS. So he will be in play as well. A little more contrarian. Travis Shaw, the first Brewer bat that pops up. He does have a 300 career batting average against Kyle Hendricks. He's one of my favorite bats for the Brew Crew at 8-8. Batting 226, 703 OPS, 15 RBIs, only three homers. But you like to see the RBI total here. You like to see him in the middle of that lineup with a left-on-right matchup. So we will get to some Travis Shaw, Keston Hiura, right-on-right. He's only batting 118 on the year. Him and Javi Baez have the two highest strikeout rates for everyday players in baseball right now. I'm worried about Keston Hiura, not just in this matchup, but going down the road. I did draft him a little bit in best ball. He looks lost at the plate is what he does. So I'm not too excited about him, but he will be contrarian because nobody wants to play Keston Hiura. Ian Happ's only batting 155, same situation. He's not striking out as much as Keston Hiura. If he leads off, though, I believe he's 2-for-2 in his career against Brett Anderson. So, I almost said Ian Anderson. I do like Ian Anderson as well, but I don't think he's pitching today. He's definitely not pitching today because he just pitched against the Yankees. But, yeah, Ian Happ will be in play. Omar Narvaez, he is raking right now, batting 396 with three homers, over .1.059 OPS. This dude is killing the ball. Some of these catchers lately have been just raking. Including the Yerminator. So, yeah, Omar Narvaez is totally in play. Left-on-right matchup, 7.8K. He'll be up there with my favorite Brew Crew stacks, which Travis Shaw and another guy we're going to get to here shortly. Jason Hayward, left-on-left. I wouldn't be surprised. Well, he'll probably be in the lineup because they'd probably rather have him left-on-left than Jack Peterson left-on-left. Hayward is only batting 214. I mean, this guy obviously, it was never worth the contract he was given. Lorenzo Cain's on the IL, who's next, which is disappointing because he has faced Kyle Hendricks the most of any Brewer and actually has a 300 batting average against him, but that doesn't matter here. Obviously, Aiel Garcia, bat 222. He did have the Platinum Sombrero, I want to say, the last game he played. Yep, against San Diego. The Platinum Sombrero, five at-bats, five strikeouts. But he is batting 222 on the season. He'll probably bat cleanup in the middle of that lineup, somewhere in that range. Even if it's right on right, you've got to get to a little bit of hobby for 7.2. Jake Bradley Jr. could potentially lead off here. I like him. Left on right, he'll probably be a key feature of my Brew Crew stacks here. David Boat. He's a left-on-right here. He's probably going to bat at the bottom of the Cubbies lineup, 7th or 8th, right before the pitcher. Could draw a few walks for that purpose, for that reason. So he's only batting 190 on the season, but he does have some RBIs. He has 681 OPS. He'll be in play for me. No power, really. But I will have some David Boat at his price, 5.8. Now, this guy I really like here, the Vogelbaum. Daniel Vogelbach could bat second potentially for this Brew Crew team. He is a pinch hit risk as the game goes on, but if he gets you that bomb, the Vogelbaum, it'll be worth the play. I do like Vogelbaum here at only a 5.4K price tag, especially if he's batting in that two hole. Jake Marisnyk, been playing a lot lately for this team in the Cubbies. Came over from the Mets last year, disappointing season after being on that Houston Astros cheating team. No power for Marisnyk, really, but he does flash a little average and potential steal upside, batting 227 on the season. At his price tag in the 7 hole, 5.2K is worth it. Jace Peterson's been playing a lot with Yelich out for the Brew Crew. Batting 208, two homers. He can flash a little pop in his bat once in a while. 780 OPS. I will be interested at 5K and Jace Peterson. Matt Duffy came over from the Rays. He's been playing a little bit lately. He's a left on right. I could see him in that lineup for the Cubbies somewhere in the bottom, maybe six, right in front of Boat. So we'll see. This guy's new, Billy McKinney. He's been getting a little playing time too here for the Brew Crew, usually batting sixth. Batting 278, two homers, 797 OPS. If he's in the lineup, say in the sixth hole, 4.8K, he's definitely going to be in play for me with the Brew Crew. Eric Sogard would be the next guy, but I don't know in the left on left if he'll be in the lineup. They might go use that spot for Duffy. Nico Horner, I don't believe. Yeah, he was recalled by the Cubs on Thursday. That's interesting because if Nico Horner gets in that lineup for the Cubbies and they bench the veteran Duffy, man, at 4.2K, Nico Horner is going to be a key cog in my lineups with the left-on-right matchup. That would be sweet if that happens. And as we go down here, there's really nobody else that I have any interest in offensively. You could look at some bullpen arms. Obviously, the Brew Crew's bullpen is the best in baseball. If you think they can win, obviously Josh Hader, if you can get to him. Trevor Williams, these guys, I don't know, they're studs. So they have, like I said, they have the best bullpen in baseball. Now, on the Cubbies side, I wouldn't know exactly which way to send you. You'd have to, you can go through and look at who's pitched after each one of Hendricks' games. Good games, bad games. You got to look at, if you expect Hendricks to have a good game, go back in the game logs, look at all the games that were good last year, this year, and see who came in after him. Say he goes six, who comes in 7, 8, 9. If he has a bad game, say he only makes it four, then who comes in from there on. So overall, I'll prefer Kyle Hendricks over Brett Anderson. I also will prefer the righties in the Cubs lineup with some contrarian lefties such as Hayward and Rizzo. Maybe getting some cheap guys like a Horner, a Duffy, depending on who cracks the lineup. And paying up in the captain spot for a Baez, a Bryant, a Contreras, using Hendricks in the utility spot. On the Brew Crew side, I don't know how much I'm going to captain Brent Anderson. If I do a 20 entry, maybe once or twice. But I will really be looking at some lefties here, as in Travis Shaw, Daniel Vogelbaum, maybe a dabble of Keston Hira, a little bit more Avi Garcia. Hopefully Jackie Bradley Jr. leads off. But for the most part, I'm going to focus. Oh, and Omar Narvaez. Paying up to be contrarian, a captain potentially with Travis Shaw. Well, I don't know if a contrarian that'll be, but he is a little more expensive. So overall, I like this game. I like this slate. I like the slate tonight. A lot of stud pitchers on there. And I like the slate tomorrow night when you get your Shane Bieber, Garrett Cole matchup. Enjoy the weekend, everybody. Have a good Friday slate. Get your lineups, like I always say, get them reserved up. And I don't know. Peace out, guys. Have a good one.